Ancient remedies and exercises for relieving shoulder and neck pain. Many people experience chronic neck stiffness and shoulder pain due to prolonged computer and smartphone use. Proper techniques to relax the shoulder and neck muscles can help prevent strain and injury. Some people who spend long hours sitting in front of a computer have developed the habit of neck rolling to relieve shoulder and neck tension. While this movement may seem harmless and might even provide some relief, doing it frequently can harm the cervical spine, potentially leading to bone spurs, degenerative arthritis, or even herniated discs. For those who frequently perform neck rolling, it is crucial to support the back of the neck with your hands and perform the movement gently. A female university student in Taiwan experienced severe pain in her shoulder, neck, and right hand from spending at least 6 hours a day on her smartphone. Examination revealed that the ligaments in her shoulder and neck muscles were injured, and her cervical spine had degenerated to the level of a 50-year-old. The doctor attributed the degeneration of her cervical spine to prolonged smartphone use combined with poor posture. There are several effective methods for relaxing the shoulders and neck without causing harm to the cervical spine. A key movement for shoulder and neck relaxation. A simple chin tuck movement is effective for relaxing the neck without causing any harm. Steps. Look straight ahead, gently nod, and then slowly move your head straight back. Tuck your chin to form a double chin, hold for 1 second, and then return to the starting position. Repeat the movement. You should feel a stretch at the back of your neck, indicating that you are engaging the correct muscles. Performing this movement for 10 repetitions can quickly relieve neck soreness. Completing 30 repetitions daily not only eases neck pain but may also help realign the cervical discs. Signs of cervical spondylosis. In addition to shoulder and neck pain or stiffness, frequent numbness, pain, or weakness in the hands may indicate cervical spondylosis or nerve compression, possibly affecting the 4th, 5th, and 6th cervical vertebrae. Musculoskeletal disorders and neck pain are among the leading chronic conditions in the United States. Cervical spondylosis, a degenerative condition associated with aging, typically presents a higher risk after age 50. However, it is not limited to older adults. Modern lifestyle changes have led to cervical degeneration in many younger people as well. Therefore, it is essential to prioritize cervical spine health. Acupoint for relieving shoulder and neck pain. Some workers spend 8 hours a day sitting, rarely getting up to move around, while potentially in air-conditioned environments, exposing their backs and necks to cold air. This can lead to stiffness and pain in the neck and shoulders, often accompanied by headaches. Over time, it can cause fatigue and difficulty concentrating. In such cases, massaging the chaise acupoint, also called foot marsh, is recommended, as it is particularly effective for relaxing the shoulders and neck. Additionally, this acupoint is easy to locate and can be massaged right at your desk. To find the chaise acupoint, place your arm on the table with your palm facing up. Draw an imaginary line from your thumb to your elbow. The acupoint is located at the intersection of this line and the crease of your elbow. Raise your shoulders simultaneously when applying pressure to the chaise acupoint. You should feel the tension in your shoulders and back easing. For those with severe neck and shoulder stiffness, pressing on the chaise acupoint may cause some discomfort, but it can help alleviate symptoms. If your hands lack sufficient strength, using a pen to apply pressure to the chaise acupoint is recommended for better results. A study conducted in Japan, utilizing a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled design, demonstrated that acupuncture can effectively improve shoulder and neck pain. The findings showed that the group receiving acupuncture at specific acupoints experienced significant improvement compared to the group that underwent only the ritualistic acupuncture without actual needling. Additionally, the control group using non-penetrating needles also showed some therapeutic benefits, indicating that even surface stimulation of acupoints can provide some level of relief. Neck and shoulder relaxation exercise. For those who spend prolonged periods using their smartphone each day, it is advisable to regularly perform a head-tilting exercise to quickly relieve stiffness in the shoulders and neck. Method. Interlock your fingers and place your hands at the back of your neck. Tilt your head back and repeat this movement 3 times. This exercise not only quickly realigns the cervical spine but also contributes to slowing its degeneration. Some people often experience eye strain during work. Performing this exercise every half hour to an hour can improve focus and efficiency, while also making your eyes feel clearer and more refreshed. 3 essential tips for wearing a backpack. Another common cause of shoulder and neck pain is wearing a backpack incorrectly. Students, office workers, and people who enjoy hiking, climbing, or cycling should pay close attention to how they wear their backpacks. Improper backpack use can not only cause neck pain but also lead to shoulder and neck muscle stiffness, rounded shoulders, and even spinal disc herniation in severe cases. Therefore, it is crucial to follow these 3 tips when wearing a backpack. Ensure the backpack straps are wide enough. The shoulder straps should be of moderate width and not too narrow. Ideally, they should be padded to absorb shock, which effectively reduces pressure and pain on the shoulders. Ensure the backpack fits closely against your back. This increases the contact area between your body and the backpack, which distributes the weight more evenly and thus protects your shoulders. Ensure the backpack is not positioned too low. The top of the backpack should not rise above your shoulder line, and the bottom should not drop below your lumbar region. A backpack that rests on your hips increases pressure on your shoulders. The importance of keeping the neck warm. For individuals who frequently experience shoulder and neck pain, it is important to keep the neck warm, regardless of the season. Exposure to cold can aggravate the pain and may also trigger coughing. In summer, some people enjoy wearing clothing that exposes their neck and shoulders, even in air-conditioned offices. It is advisable to keep a light, colored jacket at the office to drape over your shoulders when it gets chilly, thereby protecting the back of your neck from the cold. When the weather is cool, a light scarf is ideal for neck protection. In colder weather, a thicker scarf is recommended to shield your neck and prevent drafts from causing discomfort.